1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA, write to us at Save America Ministries at $4 for postage and handling. If you're writing, get it on our website, saveus.org. And again, can I urge you to become a partner with us in this desperate moment of human history, preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Who's the king of the mountain of your life? Think about it. You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Christmas. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. I encourage you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice for the church declaring vision for the nation. We'll see you next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and hand.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we are really involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization. And most people really don't understand that. They look at the things as they happen, as they unfold, the political forces at work, and they believe, of course, this is all has to do with interaction between people without understanding that many times there are powerful spiritual forces that are changing the total structure of society. Well, this is Marshall Masters. Apparently, there was a mix-up on the scheduling. He thought it was this afternoon. Fortunately, he's going to do the program with us this evening. Marshall, thank you so very much for being with us.
Are you welcome, Doc.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and about your view of what's going on in the world today?
Well, my name's Marshall Masters. I'm the publisher of YOWUSA.com. I'm the author of Crossing the Cusp. I published the Colburn Bible. That's at colburn.com, K-O-L-B-R-I-N.com. So, how did I get into this, Doc? The same way everyone else does. You walk straight backwards into it. For me, it started in trips to Russia. And I was flying over the pole. Excuse me.
Go right ahead. Marshall, are you there? Well, I think that we've probably had a little disconnect. I'm going to have my producer call back again. Marshall, are you not there? All right, fine. I'm just going to hang up, and I'm going to get my producer to call Marshall right back again, see if we can get him on the line. But he's in the, had a almost a supernatural experience on the flight. I'm going to let him tell you the story. He will tell it far better than I will. But there really are things that happen sometimes in people's lives that really don't make sense. And as you understand that God is real, that there are supernatural experiences. Of course, there are supernatural experiences on the other side as well. But if you look at seeing what's going on, so much of many of the things happening in the world today really don't make sense right now. Everything is changing over there in the Middle East. Certainly our enemies are becoming our allies are becoming our enemies. Saudi Arabia certainly is pulling away from the United States. And right now, and drawing closer to Russia and China, why in heaven's name, after all these years, would Saudi Arabia be pulling away from the United States just because they're angry, because we don't want to go ahead and bomb Syria? And then, of course, Turkey, our traditional ally, is beginning to move against us and joining hands with China. How do we explain all of these things? Well, we could, of course, explain it by political moves, or we could explain it by the fact that we're seeing the fulfillment of the ancient prophecies, and we begin moving towards a major war in the Middle East, which was prophesied thousands of years ago. But, Marshall, you go right ahead. I don't know what happened there, but pick up the story.
Okay. Well, anyway, I was flying over the pole. I was doing this during the 90s. Now, when I first started doing it, it was the first time I ever saw snow from 37,000 feet. The whole polar cap, because it was the flight going from Moscow to San Francisco. And that first time was amazing.
Marshall, are you on a regular telephone? Marshall, are you on a telephone? You seem to be on a cell phone, just fading out. Marshall, are you there? Well, we'll try one more time to get him on the phone. If not, why, we're just going to have to go ahead and just do open lines. So if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to go ahead and think about calling us, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we'll be back in just a moment. Hopefully we'll have Marshall, but if not, we're going to do open lines because there's so many things going on in the world today we just love to talk about. We'll be here in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. We're going to have to open lines for some reason or other why we just can't maintain a connection with a regularly scheduled guest. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have anything you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. But we have some interesting things coming up. I don't know how many of you are aware of the fact that on the 13th and 14th of the month that we're talking about, what, 9 days from today, well, they're going to have a national exercise on what would happen if we had an EMP attack on America, and how we would get by, what would happen to our banking system, and certainly if we didn't have electricity, what would happen to our hospitals, what would certainly happen, certainly as far as our ability to pump water and provide food. And now, Chris, it's very interesting that just at this time in history, why they're going to have this this exercise. You'll remember it was on August 27th, and you can actually check this out at the Office of Homeland Security website. And basically when Janet Napolitano resigned from her position, she's going back to become the chancellor of the University of California, University of California here in California, and she's giving her farewell address, and she says, you know, our country will at some time in the future sustain a major cyber event that will seriously affect our lives, certainly our economy, and every aspect of American activity. And then she goes on to say, we must move and move very rapidly. And then she didn't explain anymore what she was talking about, some sort of a major cyber event, which is going to occur very, very soon. And so I basically contacted her. I got hold of her secretary, and I was told that she was just too busy to explain what she was talking about. I don't know anybody else who tried to get to her, but we got to her secretary, and of course she would not describe what this major cyber event is that's coming down the line. But I do believe something is going to be happening. When, I don't know what it's going to be, I don't know. But I do know that suddenly the people on the other side are making preparations. They have their doomsday seed bank. They have their underground facilities. They have collected 1.6 million rounds of ammunition, massive supplies of food and water. And the underground facilities are not imaginary. They're real. What do they mean? We're just going to have to wait and see. Right now, we're open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we have Bob calling from Lansing, Michigan. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Steen. I just wanted to call in with a good dose of optimism.
Okay, fine. Well, let's get some good optimism. Tell us what you think is good is going on in the world.
Well, I tell you, in the 1700s and the 1800s, in America, what dominated the Pilgrims and the Puritans and their posterity were mostly post-millennial, like I am. We people that are post-millennial do not believe we're heading for some terrible 7-year tribulation up ahead. We believe that everything is going to get better and better as the gospel of Jesus Christ gradually fills the earth. Now, that does not mean that we may not go through some very hard times. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised to see an economic collapse, a currency collapse in America, and chaos, and who knows how awful it could get with, you know, prison camps and everything else. But I tell you, Dr. Stan, I can't go 2 weeks without getting some form of just wonderful news from Russia. Of all places, Russia is the safest place in the world now to do homeschooling. Russia has a 13% flat tax rate. Russia has outlawed homosexual parades. And any parent in Russia where either parent is convicted of homosexual behavior, they lose their kids. All right, now I think that's great. I don't know what other people think, but I think it's great.
I think it's great, too, and I think that this is a strange situation. Why are these things happening? Why is America certainly in the downward spiral? And we are in a downward spiral. We're living in a post-Christian America, and Christianity is booming over in Russia. You're absolutely right, and I think that is something to be very thankful for. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I want to recommend people to go on the internet to Wikipedia and look at the article on post-millennialism as opposed to the dispensationalism, the Billy Graham's, the Jerry Falwell's, the Pat Robertson's, all of these people of the past, you know, like Hal Lindsey, who wrote his book in the 1970s, The Late Great Planet Earth. In the 1980s, he wrote, you know, Countdown to Armageddon. And I'm 60 years old, Dr. Stan, so I remember how it was back then. And all of these preachers are saying, surely Jesus is coming back by 1988, because Israel was reformed as a nation in 1948, and a generation is 40 years, so therefore Jesus has to come back by 1988. All right, I think what God is telling me in my prayers is that we got to get to work. It's up to us. He's done everything he's going to do for us, and he's given us the tools, and we just need to disempower the liberal left, and you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ is going to crush socialism and communism and Islam and, you know, hedonism and atheism and evolutionism. Dr. Stan, I just thought I'd call and give you a good dose of optimistic fire and brimstone tonight.
Bob, I hope and pray you're right. We're just going to have to wait and see, because you're absolutely right that dispensationalism is being taken in as a matter of faith. And there are premillennials, and there are midmillennials, and there are postmillennials, and then there are amillennials, which you are, and I simply don't describe. You have a perfect right, and maybe you're right. I hope and pray you are. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Yes, I'd just like to say, Dr. Stan, we love you so much. And you might think about starting to train a protege, because if the Lord forbid he took you home, we'd still like your program to go on.
All right. God bless. And thanks very much for calling, Bob. Really appreciate it. Let's quickly go to Bob, another Bob calling from Philadelphia. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines because our regularly scheduled guest, well, whatever it was, we just couldn't get through. We telephone kept cutting out. But we're calling. We have Bob from Philadelphia. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. Hi, Bob from Philadelphia. How are you hearing us there?
Hello, Bob. How you doing? My name is Bob from Philly. Quick thing here, doctor. Your former caller there was very nice and a lot of wonderful things to say. And My thought process on this whole confusing mess that our country is in is that I know there are a lot of people who would agree with me, and there probably are a number of people who disagree with me. But I think that we've already lost this country. It's over. Done. And I know that as a Christian, you shouldn't think that way. But when you hear, I know you hear the same things I hear all the time, about the terrible things that are happening, the current laws they're trying to get passed, and the things they've taken from us, and they're trying to take other things from us. Example, that court case is going for the Supreme Court about whether or not one can pray at a town meeting, per se. The list goes on and on and on. I'm kind of in shock that this individual in Washington hasn't been impeached. And the very fact that that has not occurred tells me that we've already reached the tipping point. And I think that the only way we're going to take this country back is not going to be by platitude. It's going to be in another way. Now,
well, but remember, Bob, that God has a hand in what's going on. I know
I understand that. I've heard for years these great Christian people talk, and they always seem to over-talk people and say, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. But I don't know what he's waiting for.
I don't know what he's waiting for either. Our job is to do our best to lead people to the Lord,
to convict them, while the liberals out marching to the streets destroying our country.
Right.
And
but we should be.
I'm more about being like the son of thunder in the Bible, like Peter, instead of being somebody who's meek, because being meek is what destroyed our country. Our country's been taken over. And I'm not sure what the answer is. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I have an answer for an exact answer for anything. But something's got to give sooner or later.
Because, you're absolutely right. And something big is going to happen. I don't know how soon, but I've been at this for over 50 years, and I think that we are on the edge of something major taking place. But I believe something major is going to happen. I hope and pray that when God brings his judgment on America, it will be utilized to wake people up rather than to destroy them. We're just going to have to wait and see. No. But when other countries have done what this country has done, God has destroyed them, and justifiably so. Will he? Because there are many good people here, intervene in such a way it'll be to our benefit, or will it be our destruction? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Incidentally, it's open lines. Give us a call. Bob certainly believes that America is going to be destroyed. And who knows what's going to happen? We're in terrible trouble. Bob, go ahead.
I'm not so sure that America is going to be destroyed. I'm more of the opinion that I don't think we're doing enough to take it back.
All right. Oh, so what should we be doing? We're going to a break, Bob. We'll get you as soon as we get back. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret?
She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan here. It's open line, so give us a call. Anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And our regularly scheduled guest didn't pan out, so we're going to just suddenly open the lines, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like. But we got started talking about the very real threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack, and the fact that certainly on the 27th of August of this year, when Janet Napolitano was actually giving her farewell address to the Office of Homeland Security, and basically she made the statement that there will be in our country a major cyber event that will have severe effect on on our lives, our economy, and every aspect of human endeavor. And then she said we're going to have to act, and act very quickly. And then, of course, we see this program. It was about 2 weeks ago. I think it was November. It was a weekend before last. And talking about what would happen when they turned the electricity off for 10 days. And then, of course, this trial they're going to be having, this exercise, something on the 13th and 14th of November. We haven't seen anything certainly focus our attention on the danger as we're doing now. And the question is, why now? Is something big about to happen? Or is it simply, are they playing games with our minds? Or nothing's going to happen? We have no way of knowing, but we do know, of course, that we are manipulated. Our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. Those are the words of Edward Bernays, who wrote the book Propaganda back in the 1920s. Our minds are molded, our taste form, our ideas suggested, primarily by men we have never heard of. And this is really what they're doing today. They're manipulating us. What they're up to, I'm not certain. But I do know certainly that financially this country cannot continue going as it is. We're having to borrow certainly $885 billion a month. We're actually having to going behind $1 trillion a year. And you can't keep doing that indefinitely. And, of course, it's a lot more than $1 trillion a year, because that's simply using certainly the techniques, money in, money out form of accounting. But if you use the generally accepted accounting principles, that's known as GAAP, G-A-A-P, if you actually were to use those concepts, why we would be going behind certainly about $4 trillion every single year. And basically, the real deficit would be considered about $86 trillion at the present time. And that's just the federal deficit. By the time you take in the personal deficit and the state and local community deficit, you're talking about hundreds of trillions of dollars. And the whole debt structure comes down, because when the interest rates go up, all the money is going to be going, of course, to pay the interest. Nothing to pay off the principal, nothing even to be able to afford to pay for police and fire departments, things of that sort. So it's just not a matter of if, but when the whole house of cards comes down. Well, we've got Tony calling from Michigan. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. And hi, Tony, how are we doing? We haven't heard from you for a time.
I know. I'll be listening to you, though. And hi, Barbara.
Oh, she's doing just fine. Thanks.
Praise God. Praise God. Hey. I listened to the calls before Bob and then Bob, and then I was counting on both of them, okay?
Okay, you go right ahead.
The one before Bob, he was saying that things are going to change. Nothing's going to change. It's going to get worse. You need to read Matthew 24. And God never lies. If it's in the Bible, he says it's going to come, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Because he's coming back to do battle with Satan and his demons. Okay? So he's never going to just change down the road, and he's going to, Satan will still be here. Okay? Doing his devilment. So things are going to happen. It's like Matthew 24, because Jesus said and he never lies, and he never will. And also on Bob, he was saying about how things are going in a particular country. This is God's country. It belongs to no man. To Bob, to me, to no one. Okay? And he better understand that. Like he was talking about doing something to get back and whatever going on in this country. We have to pray and wait for Jesus. Wait for Jesus. We can't do that. All this other stuff going down, it would be a mess. But, I mean, things are happening right now with all these malls and this and that. Jesus is coming. We have to be ready. He said, be ready at all times. I'm ready. It came the next second. I'm ready to go. But we can't, of ourselves, we can do nothing. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us and not through ourselves. So I just want to comfort on both of them. Jesus is coming. He will touch down on all of ours like the same way he went up to heaven. He's going to come back the same way and touch down there. And he is coming. I don't know when, but he's on the way.
I think it's right. I think basically people have always believed he was coming. It just was there going to be a pre-trip rapture or post-mid. Thanks very much. Hang on there.
Hi, this is George Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and it's open lines. If you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. Call in. We'll let you talk about whatever you'd like to. And right now, of course, our telephone number is 1-888 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But we've got Scott calling from Lansing, Michigan. Hi, Scott. How are we doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. Doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. Well, of course, it's not fine when our regularly scheduled guest doesn't come on. It works really well when everything happens as it's supposed to, but sometimes God intervenes and leaves us hanging out here to dry, but we're fortunate to have people calling in. And so what would you like to talk about?
Well, I'd just like to touch on big changes that you mentioned a little bit ago, and just to agree with you that they are in the works. They've been in the works for a long time. I used to work with...
Are you there? Scott, are you there?
Well...
Go ahead, Scott. Well, we seem to be having all sorts of problems. I don't know what happens, whether it's being sabotaged or what it is. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. All the lines are open, so give us a call, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But the question, certainly we should open the program with, is there going to be an EMP attack? If there's going to be, or is there going to be a massive solar flare? Is God somehow going to use us, an event of this sort, to get the attention of the American people? And basically, of course, as we pointed out repeatedly, America today is in the post-Christian era. Certainly at one time, we were a Christian nation, but as you know, we've killed hundreds of thousands of unborn children. It's estimated that something about almost 600,000 children we've slaughtered here in the United States. And certainly there, and of course, we've financed the murder of 400 million unborn children in China and 400 million unborn children in India, and certainly indirectly helped to slaughter 400 million unborn children in Russia. And I don't think that God is very happy with America because of millions of children who will never be born here because, of course, of the hysterectomies, because of the contraceptives and all the other things that have been done. But basically, the abortion here in America is a terrible, terrible thing. And God is going to, I believe, bring his judgment, not only because of that, but because we've lost a moral foundation. We've legalized homosexuality. We've made it illegal, certainly, to have prayer in our schools and to have, certainly, any acknowledgement of God. When we're opening a school board meeting, something of that sort. It's all right to have prayer when you open the United States Senate. The United States Senate opens every day with a Christian minister having a prayer, and certainly the United States Supreme Court opens its findings, opens all of its sessions. The choir comes in and says, God save the United States and this honorable court. And, Chris, my thought is, God save this dishonorable court. Why would God want to save our Supreme Court, which is totally corrupt to its very core? It's been packed for many years with people with an intense hatred of our Constitution. And until you understand that there really are people who are placed into our legislative and executive and judicial branches of government to destroy this nation, why so much of what's going on really doesn't make sense. But basically, of course, I believe God is going to bring judgment on America. I'd like to know what you think. But it's open lines. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Now we have Dave calling from New York. Hi, Dave. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. Thank you. Dr. Stan, I wondered what you thought of John Shorey's work on putting the book of Revelation in chronological order. I got the copy of that, and it's quite interesting. What do you think?
I think that he's right on, I really believe. Now, for those people who don't know, John is certainly a minister, but he's done some really very interesting work on the Revelation. He's written a book on it, but he actually has something you get from him where he simply points out that some of the Revelation is out of context. And if you put it into proper context, it reads much more logically as far as the anticipated or the prophesied unfolding of events. So I was really rather taken with it, and I should get John back on again. Because, you know, Dave, when we put people on one time, people hear the program, and it's interesting, but you have to have repetition. You've got to go over it several times before it begins to have an impact. I think that he's absolutely right. I think that if you follow his concept, why, the revelation makes much more sense. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've got to look it over more. It's quite involved, and I was wondering why it's initially out of order. I don't think it was necessarily God's plan, but being out of order, I think, could have been because of maybe parchment scrolls or pieces of however it was originally.
Remember, of course, this is what God and men have put down, and basically they've taken and tried to record God's word, and I don't think God made a mistake. I think that men did.
No. Right. I don't think certainly it wasn't a mistake by God, the Holy Spirit, but I wonder if it was in different segments and those who put it into English didn't know maybe the correct order of which parchment or scroll or pieces went first or second. What do you think about
that? I think that's probably the best logical explanation for it. Remember, certainly man has his hand in recording God's word, and I'm sure that they can get things out of order, and I don't think God made a mistake, but I think men are fallible. God is not. Anything else, Dave?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Different shootings that are taking place in Washington and out in California, Los Angeles. Why can't they do a better job of planning these things so the mistakes aren't so easily seen by listeners like ourselves?
I think, Dave, the first thing people have to understand is we want to blame these shootings on the guns, and they want to put this, basically they dramatize all of this, and oh, it's the guns that are at fault. No, it's the fact that we've taken God out of our schools, we've taken prayer out of our schools, we've raised people up without a sense that there's a punishment for doing evil, and basically if we had God and prayer and the Ten Commandments, if we in our schools taught people, thou shalt not kill. Oh, we're not even allowed to have the Ten Commandments and have thou shalt not kill in our schools. What do you think is going to happen to a nation that turns its back on moral restraint? Of course, that they knew it was going to happen. Back in 1973, when they took God out of our schools, they knew exactly what they were doing. And what, Dave, nobody will ever tell you that the Masons took control of our Supreme Court, and from 1941 to 1971, they controlled the U.S. Supreme Court, the majorities of 5-4 to 6-3. And they took God out of our schools because they wanted to destroy it because they worship a different God. Now, I'm not saying that the vast majority of Masons are bad people, because they're not. But Masonry is a fraternity within a fraternity, and the inner fraternity knows exactly what they're doing. It's just that the outer fraternity, the average American, doesn't. And none of our ministers, have you ever had a minister talk about, for the Freemasons, seizing control of the Supreme Court and taking God out of our schools, and why they passed all those crazy made all those crazy decisions? And at any time, Dave, why the United States Congress, simply by a simple majority, bring this issue up and say the Supreme Court has no authority here? Why have they never done that? I really believe they're demonic forces working at the highest levels of our government and the highest levels of our religious institutions as well. Anything else?
Yeah, which way will the stock market go if martial law is instituted and kept in place and things get worse, and maybe for how long?
Well, I'm not a prophet, but I would think that if we had martial law, why the bottom would drop out of the market right now. The market is being artificially propped up. I mean, basically everything is manipulated. They're manipulating the price of commodities, of oil. They're manipulating. There's no free market here. And if you look at the price earnings ratio, the price is way out of line suddenly with the earnings, and basically it's only a matter of time before this whole market collapses. So if I were you, unless you are a day trader, you should not be in the stock market.
Dr. Stan, why does the U.S. government, all the countries we're in, militarily, why don't we cause trouble in South America as we do in the Middle East and other places, or try to?
Well, I'm not sure that we're not producing troubles in South America. We don't know what's really going on. Do you really know what's going on in Argentina today? I mean, I believe, of course, that the foreign policy of America is basically to bring about a world government. And we are placing governments in place that will go along with that agenda. We're actually having world leaders assassinated on a regular basis. We're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And the tragedy is most Americans honestly think that we have all these troops and all of these aircraft carriers to defend America. They're not to defend America, to create an American empire. And that's just what we have.
Dr. Stan, the last thing, on the Twin Towers, if you had concrete proof of the organization of people by name who planned and pulled off the catastrophe, and you and your family would certainly be in danger, but how would you go about to expose it if, in fact, you did want to expose it, or would you keep quiet?
Well, I've always had this tendency to try to speak out, and basically I simply point out that if anybody would like to know what's really going on why they should certainly look at the pictures up on the internet of Building 7 come down. And you can see this is controlled demolition. We simply point out, if you watch it, you'll see that, first of all, they have all these cameras set up on that building. Why would they have all the cameras set up on building number 7 at 5 o'clock in the evening? And then, of course, you'll notice how the center of the roof collapses first. And that's when they have to take out the central support so that the walls will fall in rather than out. And then, of course, then they take out the base of the building. But what you actually see is a classic controlled demolition. We have a four CD set. It's called Why Do the Buildings Come Down? The first 2 hours is an interview with the gentleman who was in charge of cleaning up the debris from Building 7. And he was there the day after the building came down. And he openly says on the program, 99% sure that was a controlled demolition. I think there's no question. If Building 7 was a controlled demolition, the whole thing was a controlled demolition. You can go up on the internet simply and type in 6 9/11 hijackers living Middle East today. 6 9/11 hijackers living Middle East today. You'll find out in several articles up there. 6 of those hijackers who died that day came back to life. I'd sure like to know how that happened. Anything else, Dave?
How did the Twin Towers, how did they pull off the putting explosives in that? How long did it take, and who had the plans to, they were probably kept private, who had access to the plans of construction?
You need to get to Richard Gage. We actually have two DVDs put out by Richard Gage, and he goes into great detail on this. He heads the group called Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and you can get those DVDs by calling our 800 number, 800-544-8927. But there was a group of people who were working on every weekend there, Sydney, when they weren't that many people, for a number of weeks beforehand, and I think that's when they placed the explosives. Hey, we got to run. We got a full board. God bless. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
And let's go to Bruce calling us from Michigan. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Okay. I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, America is Babylon the Great. God will wipe it out as an object lesson to the rest of the world.
Mystery Babylon. You're thinking we are Mystery Babylon.
Oh, yeah. Right. Let me play the devil's advocate. Are we being presumptuous? Why shouldn't we just end with a whimper, like other nations who have forgotten God and been turned into hell? You know, like it says in Psalm, he'll turn the wicked into hell and all nations that forget him. Why shouldn't God just say, well, you don't want me around anymore? Well, go straight to the devil then. I'll take all my angels away. See how you like all these demons on every street corner. And stew in your own juice. And Christians, if you don't want to get thrown in jail and guillotined, get out of America. Why shouldn't God do that? Why should he make an object lesson of us?
Well, basically, I really believe that there are an awful lot of good people in America, and I think there are a lot of people who love God, and I really believe God has a special plan. I don't know what's going to happen. I believe in Christ, he's going to take this country down. We're going to be plunged into poverty and perhaps chaos, but I believe it's because there are so many people in this country that love the Lord that he's not going to let us be totally destroyed. I mean, I think that certainly we're in a downward spiral. I think there's going to be crises, but I think that he does have a plan, a special plan for America. I believe, I agree with you. I think we are Mystery Babylon. I think that New York City, the financial center of the world, is going to burn, just as we're told in prophecy. But I think that it's going to be an exciting time because I think God is going to be in all the things that are happening. I think he has a plan for Europe. I think he has a plan for Israel. I think he has a plan for America. He just hasn't told me what it is. Anything else, Bruce?
Yeah, I'm interested in what's happening in Northeast Colorado. They want to split off from the rest of Colorado because they're very conservative in the Northeast. They want to form their own separate state. Have you been watching that election today?
Oh, no, I didn't. Really follow. How did the vote go?
Well, it's still only like 8% coming in, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. Tomorrow we'll find out.
All right, fine. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Yeah. But the fact that they're even suggesting this shows that there are a lot of good people there in Colorado. And as you know, we do a program there every morning, certainly at 8 o'clock Colorado time. And we've got a lot of people listening, and I hope maybe we're having some impact on getting people to understand what's going on there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, fine. And so that's them. And we have Jack calling from Michigan. Jack, do you have a question or comment?
Dr. Stan, earlier I heard the callers, Bob in Philadelphia, Bob in Michigan. And I had it caused me to think about a couple scriptures, Dr. Stan. I just looked one of them up. It's Isaiah 45, and it's quite amazing. To hear this, this is Isaiah 45:7. This is the Lord speaking. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Okay. And then in Deuteronomy 30, and I first heard this, Dr. Stan, from that British actor Patrick. Can't remember, but he was in Star Trek: The Next Generation. But in the Cosmos theory,
Jack, we're out of time. God bless, and that's it. So I'm gonna have to let you go because we're just running out of time.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan here, and we have Bill calling from Tri-Cities. We're out of time, but Bill is suddenly asking what certainly is going to happen. As Sydney, would they repeal our rights, our constitutional rights? He refers to them as Magna Carta, but it's really the Constitution. But he points out that the government says they have the right to assassinate people. They have the right to kill people throughout the world. And how do you get by, Sydney, doing this sort of thing? And Bill, you don't. A moral and the country, Christian country, would not do what we're doing today. America is now a post-Christian country. The moral fabric of this country has been eroded and destroyed, and I fear that God is going to bring his judgment on this nation. It's not a matter of if, but when. We're just going to have to wait and see how this thing plays out. But all you can do is just pray for God's mercy, and although I think he's going to destroy this country, I do believe that he will maintain and certainly protect those of us who are true to him. That's all I can tell you. We're just going to have to see how it plays out. But I do believe we're entering into a very, very difficult time because America is no longer a Christian nation. Okay? Okay.
Yeah, I've got that figured out.
I'm going to have to let you go because we're out of time, but God bless, and please keep listening. Get the rest of the people up there in Tri-Cities listening. Okay? Bye-bye. Okay, fine. This is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon you because we have to buy time on radio stations all across the country. But we do actually do 5 hours of talk radio a day. We have listeners all across America. Indeed, today we were going through our emails. We had a couple of emails from Australia where we have listeners. And we have listeners, I know, in New Zealand and Singapore and certainly over in Europe as well. And so basically, we're fortunate to have a voice. And if you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you become part of that voice because we're really totally dependent upon people who believe in what we're doing to help us reach across the world to describe what is happening today and let people understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and certainly to try to preserve as much as we can of Christian civilization. But Christian civilization is under attack today by the United States Supreme Court, by the people at the highest levels of our, certainly of our own government, people who have an intense hatred of everything that's good and worthwhile and noble. And basically, there really is a conspiracy out there. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And basically, you get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And if you can't afford the book, well, suddenly you can go up on the internet and suddenly scroll down to listen. You can actually watch the DVD from which the book came. I gave the talk. I was contacted by a publisher who said, hey, we'd like to put it into a book. And I said, fine, just go ahead. And they said, well, you're going to have to come up with the documentation. So a year later, why we had it, and basically that's the Brotherhood of Darkness. But you need to read it, and then you need to hear some of our other talks. So let me suggest specifically my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan on population control, the secret agenda. These are separate DVDs. My my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, a multi-billionaire who is gracious enough to invite our film crew into his beautiful home in Palm Beach, Florida. And this is called The World Revolution. You'll hear Ambassador Smith talking about how we installed Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro didn't win the revolution. Fidel Castro didn't have the support of the Cuban people. Fidel Castro was installed by the American government, knowing full well he was a communist, because you needed a communist if you're going to have a battle with communism. But remember, of course, Fidel Castro is very, very close to David Rockefeller's daughters. If you doubt that, you need to get the book written by David Rockefeller, Memoirs. You can get it from Radio Liberty. And his daughters, David's daughters, go down to visit Fidel regularly, and suddenly Fidel has come up to visit David. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Wayne Hoffman. Wayne certainly is with the Idaho Freedom Foundation. Hi, Wayne. How are we doing tonight?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about your organization and what you're doing up there in Idaho and what you hope to accomplish.
Idaho Freedom Foundation is nearly 5 years old. It's a free market public policy research organization. Our goal is to restore liberty and in doing so improve people's lives. And we've been pretty successful in promoting sound public policies that result in economic opportunity for Idahoans.
So basically, what elements of freedom, and by freedom, what do you mean? What is this sort of freedom that you want to restore? How would you define it?
Well, you hear politicians talk about the usual course of legislation, and they talk about limited government, low taxes, and less regulation. And those all are all certainly values that you and I support. But what we try to do is identify what that really means to people. How do you get, and especially when people are disengaged in the political universe each day, how do you make it make sense to people who are just earning a living or trying to feed their families or trying to, you know, take care of bills and deal with the usual litany of distractions as the day goes on? So, for example, let's say you have a waitress that's working in a restaurant, and she's earning minimum wage or sub-minimum wage. And you have liberals whispering in one ear saying, we're going to provide for your health care. You know, we're going to pass some legislation that'll make sure you have insurance. And then if that doesn't work, we're going to provide unemployment insurance if you lose your job. And if that doesn't work, we're going to give you some free college tuition. If that doesn't work, we're going to give you food stamps, on and on and on, the free, 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 free. And usually the folks on our side respond with, well, that's wrong, you know, limited government. Well, that's not enough. We have to provide ideas that really lead to economic opportunity. And we have to be able to explain why those ideas that they're being told don't work. So, for example, let's go back to that waitress again. Let's say she wants to open up a beauty parlor. Well, how many government agencies does she have to deal with? Well, she's going to have to deal with the state tax authorities. She's going to have to deal with the federal tax people, their local planning and zoning department. They're going to have to deal with the health department. You have to deal with the sales tax collectors and the unemployment insurance people and on and on and on. There's going to be 8 different agencies she has to deal with. And what we try to do is say, look, if she's going to ever be able to experience true freedom, the freedom to decide what she wants to do with her life, the freedom to, get funding for her family and for herself, then she needs to get government out of the way. And that's the kind of message, that's the kind of public policy result we try to sell.
And basically, I think you're absolutely right. Basically, of course, we want to limit the power of government. And one reason, of course, that many of our major corporations are moving overseas is to get away from all the government regulations. A lot of countries or companies are moved overseas because the corporate tax structure is designed to encourage them to go overseas. Basically, you pay a 35% corporate tax if you stay here. You won't pay any U.S. corporate tax if you move overseas. Unless you bring the money back in here, you do not pay taxes on it. Ladies and gentlemen, they've specifically designed our tax structure to drive corporations out of America, and they never tell the American people.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods, like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Wayne.
Freedom, what's that freedom from? It's not just freedom from, the socialist movement or freedom from Marxism or freedom from liberals or some kind of indoctrination. It's freedom to experience the full scope of what this country has to offer. Freedom from government, freedom to live my life, freedom to make choices, freedom to make a very successful financial outcome for me, freedom to have a family, freedom to provide for that family. That's what we're talking about here. And you can't be free if you're dependent on the government to hand you a check each month. You can't be free if some bureaucrat is telling you what to do or what not to do. And that's what we're trying to restore. And there are some very simple ways in which that manifests itself. We talk about big public policy things such as Obamacare, and Obamacare is a terrible thing, and we work very, very diligently to stop that. And we've been trying to educate our legislators about what they can do to combat Obamacare. But it goes beyond that. It's the little ways in which the government makes it harder to experience that economic reality that I've been talking about, where I decide that I want to change professions. Let's say I'm working a cook line at the restaurant, and I say, gosh, I want to do this on my own. I want to open up my own restaurant. How hard does the government make that? Or maybe I don't want to go into restaurant business. Maybe I want to be an HVAC installer. I want to install air conditioners and heaters and ventilation systems. What kind of licensure do I have to get to go do that? There was a time when you didn't have to go through so many hurdles if you wanted to go be economically successful. You just went out and did it. Now you have to interact with the government in so many ways that it's actually quite difficult to engage in the market system. I talk about massage therapists because it's a really good example of recent licensure that the legislature passed, where you have to have 500 hours of training just to become a massage therapist. I'm not aware of anyone who's died from a bad massage. And yet we put new regulations and new restrictions. Why do we do that? Well, we do it because politicians hear from the massage industry, and the massage industry doesn't want more competition. So they come in and they do it under the guise of protecting health and safety and all that.
And I think that's really such an important point. Basically, because the people who have a business, they don't want competition, so they want to use the government to prevent people from coming in and competing with them. And basically, if you want a free society, you've got to have competition. When government intervenes, of course, they change the entire spectrum. And we see this with all sorts of things, whether it be barbershops or whatever it would be. Why suddenly everybody's in favor of freedom, except, of course, that they want to use government to protect themselves, and they're in favor of freedom for themselves, but not for the people who want to come in and compete with them. You're so right, Wayne. That's a good point. Go ahead.
Well, in fact, and just to illustrate how it's basically it's designed for a protectionist system and not to protect health and safety. In Idaho, if you want to be a barber, you have to have 1,800 hours of training. 1,800, I'm not even sure what you do with 1,800 hours of training to cut hair. Now, how many hours of training do you think you need to have if you want to be a licensed family counselor? Can you guess?
No, how many hours?
1,000.
1,000 hours.
So apparently what's on the head is much more important than what's in the head, at least under Idaho's licensure structure. No one can explain to me what the difference is. Well, they'll make up stories and they'll say, well, if you want to be a licensed family counselor, then you also have to take some other classes beyond just the training. And I suppose that's true. But I don't understand what distinguishes 1,000 hours from 1,800 when one is supposedly, much more technical and much more, mentally oriented task, while another one is obviously a matter of physical dexterity.
And basically, if a fellow can't cut hair, he can actually be trained to cut hair. If he can't cut hair, people aren't going to come to him. The people can decide. If not, you can have 1,800 hours of barber training. You still couldn't cut hair. You got to have a certain flair for it. I've had people, so they were barbers, and they couldn't cut hair. People looked terrible afterwards. And the important thing is that let people decide. Don't let government come up with a certain number of hours. This doesn't mean you're going to be good or bad, anything at all. It's all about limiting competition. Would that be a fair estimate, Wayne?
It's most definitely about limiting competition. We've talked about occupational licensure. Now let's skip over to a topic that is much more topical and affects people every single day and certainly in the news each day, and that's health insurance. And a lot of people want to blame, the insurance industry for, raising rates and all that kind of stuff. And the insurance industry deserves a lot of blame, but they have a partner in crime, and that's the government. The insurance industry, along with the government, has done to us what they're doing, and now they're coming along claiming they're all trying to help us and save us. Well, none of that is true, and here's why. I'm a grown-up. I get on the Internet all the time as a grown-up, and I buy all kinds of products from within Idaho, from outside of Idaho. I get on eBay, and I find things that I like and I want to buy. I go on Amazon.com. I find things and buy it, and on and on and on. The only product that I can't buy in another state is what? Health insurance. So I'm a grown-up. I'm an intelligent person. I can make decisions about any product except for health insurance. Well, why is that? Well, back in the 1940s, there was a U.S. Supreme Court decision which basically said interstate commerce is or insurance is a matter of commerce, and commerce can be regulated by Congress. Congress then, in turn, passed a law that said, well, as a matter of interstate commerce, we give the states the responsibility to regulate the insurance market. And so the states did, and every single state in the country passed a law that essentially says if you want to buy insurance from another state, you can't do it. If you want to sell insurance to another state, you can't do it. And that's why you have 50 individual insurance markets across the country, which has risen the cost of health insurance.
Well, it's a tragic situation. If you're out there in the listening audience, basically, we're talking about this whole idea of government interfering in our lives. The Idaho Freedom Foundation, Wayne Hoffman is working with it. And basically, they have 6 or 7 people, maybe 8 people working together and trying to get these ideas of freedom forward. I'm working with the legislature. If you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
While the storm flies.
Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
The Dr. Stan Wayne is simply talking about how the system works as far as pensions are concerned, and you're working for certainly an agency, and they come up with these pension funds that define benefits, and you work a certain number of years, and then you retire, and certainly you get paid all the rest of your life until you die. Well, these things worked fine when people were dying young, but of course, as they live longer and longer, where's the money coming from? Well, supposedly it's put into pension funds, but then, of course, a lot of these pension funds don't have any money in them. They're being calculated dishonestly. And then, of course, because many of them, of course, have to do with government, suddenly they have all sorts of sweetheart deals. And basically, most of our pension funds all across America, our municipal and state pension funds are dramatically unfunded. We're talking about a short hundreds of billions, if not in some cases trillions of dollars, and the whole system is going to come down. It's not a matter of if, but when. Go right ahead, Wayne. Would you explain to our listeners how this corrupt system is working and what's going to happen down the line, because these people who have really depended upon this income, suddenly as they are, suddenly Social Security, suddenly as it pays less and less, as inflation destroys the value of the currency, and then suddenly the pension funds run out of money and they're going to do what they're doing in Detroit and saying, well, maybe we'll give you 50 cents on the dollar or 25 cents on the dollar, but the money isn't there. Take it or leave it. Go ahead, Wayne.
Well, what I was going to say is that the way the system is set up, people can retire as young as age 50. And, you know, as you said, people are living older and older. But, you know, age 50 to begin retirement, I mean, so if you've had enough experience and enough time in city government, say you got in at a young age and you're in the education system or in law enforcement, and you're retiring when you're 50 or 60, I mean, the amount of money that the taxpayer has to put out is just outrageous. And the pension system is already very expensive as it is, and taxpayers pick up the tab for that. So it's a huge concern. The other thing is that, you know, when FDR was president, people asked him, what do you think about unions? FDR was extraordinarily supportive, as you well know, of private sector unions. But when you asked FDR about public sector unions, he said, no, that's ridiculous. There shouldn't be public sector unions. People would say, well, why is that? And his answer was, well, because you can't have the people being elected and then negotiating with the public employees who they're responsible to both the electorate and to the employee. They represent both constituencies. They are, in fact, the voter and the partaker of the benefit. So, in one hand, in some sense, they represent both sides of the bargaining table. They represent the public, and they represent the folks that are the employee. They represent the voter, and they represent the employee, which is rather problematic. So, FDR was opposed to public employee unions, but here we have them in Idaho, we have them in other states as well. They have tremendous amount of power. In Idaho, they have the ability to negotiate contracts behind closed doors, so you can't really tell what's going on. In many respects, even after the contracts are negotiated, you don't see them because, you know, people don't go out and publicize when they've negotiated a brand new contract. And so you have a lot of cronyism and a lot of special deals being cut that no one knows about, and that increases the cost of government and increases the burden on the taxpayer. So this is a huge concern, and on top of that, you have these lingering unfunded liabilities, which are growing and growing, and no one is doing anything about it. It's a huge concern.
And they just don't want to talk about the fact that the pension funds, the state and municipal pension funds, and even the federal pension funds, simply don't have the money. When the stock market collapse comes, why there's even going to be a worse situation. Suddenly, as the interest rates go up, so much of the money would be is invested in bonds. When the interest rates go up, the value of the bonds comes down, and sooner or later, the whole system is coming down because it's not built upon moral concepts. It's not built upon anything that certainly is legitimate financially. It's all built upon cronyism and basically of secrecy. And we're in for real troubles here. And basically, it's because certainly you should not be having public unions. Basically, public unions can shut down government if you don't give them more money. And so the politicians will make any concessions they want to, because they're not going to have to be around to pay when the time comes. But the time is coming, and we see more and more of our cities, whether it be Chicago, whether it be Detroit, there's cities all across the country on the verge, certainly, of financial collapse financially from their pension funds. And ladies and gentlemen, when the interest rates goes up and the value of the bonds goes down, we're in for real trouble. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today.
A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Wayne Hoffman from the Idaho Freedom Foundation. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And basically, they have a very legitimate organization there in Idaho. They have similar organizations in other states. And basically, of course, what they're trying to do is limit the power of government so men will be free. And Wayne was just talking about how they come up with the state legislature, oh, we've got this great idea. We're going to simply raise the minimum wage so that people will have more money and everybody's going to be happy because they got more money. But basically, of course, then, of course, what you see is the employers figuring out how they're going to be able to control their expenses. They'll cut back on the number of hours people are working. Anything, basically, of course, you can come up with all of these wonderful laws about forcing the employers who are looked upon as having a lot of money to raise the salaries. But they're going to, in many instances, then have to cut back the number of people who they are employing because they've got to make a profit. And you take the profit out of any business, why that business either simply goes down or moves to another area where they're not going to have all these rules and regulations. Well, if you're out there and you have a question or comment, Wayne Hoffman from the Idaho Freedom Foundation, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Wayne, how can people get in touch with your organization? Because we know we have listeners there in Idaho. How can people get in touch with you and take advantage of your services?
Well, we have a number of different ways. Certainly our main website where we put our research is at idahofreedom.net. Really simple to remember, idahofreedom.net. We have a great government transparency website where we've got the salaries of every public employee in the state, local state, and school officials on our website. And that's accountableidaho.com. That website also has property tax data, campaign finance data, and state spending data. It's a unique and, like I said, extremely robust set of information. We also have a news website where, you know, we cover news from a free market perspective, not from the perspective of the liberal news media. We actually talk about free markets and limited government and how the state is managing programs that are before us. And that website is idahoreporter.com. And I guess I would just say that we invite a lot of interaction with people. People usually ask us questions about what's going on in their hometown or how their legislator voted on issues. We do quite a bit of tracking of state lawmakers and their voting records of issues at the legislature that deal with economic freedom. And it's important, especially because I hear from people all over the country who call me up and they say, well, Idaho is such a conservative state with such a conservative legislature. And I always ask, well, show me the evidence of that. And if the evidence is, well, that you're electing Republicans, well, that's not evidence. That's certainly a fact that
the state elects a Republican, but that doesn't mean they're conservative or that they're libertarian and they believe in free markets. There is a commonality for politicians that they want to, for whatever reason, sometimes for noble purposes, sometimes for not so noble purposes, they want to move public policy to give the appearance that they're trying to solve people's problems. Sometimes they do it because they think that they actually have the capacity to solve problems. Sometimes they just want to make it look that way so they can get a pat on the back by their constituents and get reelected or, you know, grab a campaign finance check. But there's a great quote from C.S. Lewis that kind of summarizes my feeling about government. Of all tyrannies, tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, but the do-gooders in government, their cupidity may sometimes be satiated, but they'll always torment us for their own goodwill without end, and they'll do so with the approval of their own conscience. In other words, they like to do good for us, even if it's going to hurt us in the end, and they'll never know quite when to stop. And this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with policymakers who are always out there trying to solve all our problems. It's Obamacare one day. It's occupational licensing, lot licensure the next. It's some program that's going to provide a handout or a benefit to somebody. They don't care what the end result is, as long as it appears as if they're doing some good for us. And they'll continue to try to help us until we have no money and no productivity and no will left in us.
In other words, basically the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Would that be a fair statement?
That is quite accurate.
Well, basically now, Chris, we seem to have varied various opinions. Certainly we have one group of people who believes that government can solve our problems. We have another group that believes that government perhaps is our problem. And basically, are there some politicians who are there who really believe certainly in limiting the power of government and are working very hard to accomplish that?
Who are working to
do the right thing? In other words, there's some of the politicians who are certainly recognize the things that you and I are concerned about the excesses of government and are working to limit the power of the government.
Yeah, but there are. There certainly are. There are wonderful people, but they're in the minority. They're in the minority for a number of different reasons. They're in the minority because the special interests fund people who vote for their causes and work tirelessly to get them elected. And so they end up finding their ranks diminished when election season comes around. And I think the other part of that is that people have been trained to believe that government is there to solve our problems. And we can talk about how that came to be, and some of it goes back to the public education system. But people are trained to believe that, you know, if there's some issue, then government is there to solve it. And, usually it's distilled into meaningless sound bites. Well, people, don't you want Americans to have health care? Why, yes, I do. Well, then you have to support Obamacare. Well, why do I? I mean, the government doesn't get it right ever, except for maybe in the context of the military. I mean, then there are cases when they don't get it right. But mostly, the government gets it wrong. And then we end up being upset when they do get it wrong. And then we go back and say, please try to help us solve the problem again.
I think the old adage is government can't solve our problems. Government is our problem. Right now, we've got Lorna calling us from Idaho. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Lorna, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Probably both.
Okay,
basically, I've been very involved up here in the political arena right now. As far as the city council meetings up here, I'm not even involved with that. But a lot of what's going on in Idaho, you have a lot of Democrats running as Republicans. I mean, I've seen this time and time again, because basically, you know, they say one thing, they get in and they do another thing. One of the city council people was completely for the Agenda 21 and our proposed code, but now that he's running for city council, him and his wife are against it. You know, I've just seen this, and then when they get elected, they don't do anything. Also, with our state legislators, you know, every year there's rights being taken away. And I believe I sent last year something to you about Senate Bill, I think it was 1003, on the roads, where basically the highway district will be able to put on our taxes for the roads, that we would have to take a road from ITD and take it in, whether without having a hearing, without the consent of the people to pay the taxes on that road. Every year I see more and more of our rights being taken away in legislature.
Let's get Wayne's response. How would you respond to what Lauren is saying, Wayne?
Well, you know, certainly the question of, you know, are Democrats running as Republicans? I don't know. That's not my issue. We're a nonpartisan organization. What we look at is, do the legislators believe in free markets or not? That was the fundamental question. I had a constituent, a donor from North Idaho, asked me a few years ago, is my legislator conservative? And I honestly answered the question, I don't know. I mean, I know on some bills this legislator supports free markets. On other bills, she doesn't. And so we created what we called the Idaho Freedom Index. And that's on our accountableidaho.com webpage. What we do is we take every single bill that has an interaction with the marketplace and rate it accordingly. So if it raises fees, then we, you know, add a point to it. If it decreases some fee or eliminates a regulation or gets rid of a program or an agency, then, you know, we add points as being,
yes,
you know, pro-free market.
I've received your emails, and they are very helpful. And yeah, I also know Brent Reagan, who is involved with you guys also.
Right.
The thing is, too, is that we're not going back. We're not backtracking. We're not fixing this. I mean, you know, we have Canadians patrolling our borders, and nobody even follows up to see whether these are good ideas or, hey, what's going on with this? I mean,
okay, well, Lorna, I appreciate everything you're doing, and you hang in there, and certainly I hope maybe you and Wayne and other people of like mind who are concerned about the excesses of government can work together. But certainly sometime maybe you can give me a call off air, and we'd even get you on, let you talk a little bit about your efforts, and I applaud you for trying to do something, for being involved. We need a lot more people out there involved like you are. God bless you. And anything you want to say before I let you go?
Well, I'd just like to say I understand where you guys are coming from on the wages, but there has to be a balance on that, I believe, because Idaho is very, very low pay. We're one of the lowest paid wages.
Do you want the government to determine who gets paid, or do you want the relationship between the employer and the employee?
Well, what's happening, though, is with this whole thing is that the people are having to pick up because the wages are so low that everybody can apply for benefits.
Okay, but basically, do you think the government has the right to tell an employer what he will pay his employee? Do you think government has the right to tell an employer what he'll pay his employee? I don't. I believe that basically when you have that, while you have the very essence of socialism, no matter how you call it, what you're advocating is a fascist society, unfortunately. And let's say, Wayne, we're just about out of time. What are some of your thoughts for the remaining time we have?
Well, I want to just jump in on that. There's a reason why Idaho has low wages. And that's because Idaho is figuring out ways of making it impossible for people to experience economic opportunity.
as I said, there are increasing numbers of jobs that are outside the reach of people who are looking to get ahead. I used to be able to become a massage therapist without a license. I can't do it anymore. I used to become an HVAC installer without a license. I can't do it anymore. I used to be a contractor, a building contractor without a license. I can't do it anymore. You have kids, youngsters that are looking for economic opportunity and they're basically shut down. It makes it impossible for them to experience the economic opportunity. And here's the other part of that too. The government comes along and says, we're going to tell you what your minimum wage is going to be. Now, why do you suppose Congress doesn't just index the minimum wage to inflation? Do you know why? Because politicians love having that control. They love being able to say, ooh, I raised your minimum wage. Pat me on the back because I made sure that you got a higher wage today than you did last year or 3 years ago. They love that credit, and they love being able to throw it back in the face of other politicians who think that's socialist and anti-free market.
And, of course, the other thing about that, Wayne, is you have some people that may be mentally defective, and basically they're not worth $8 an hour or $7 an hour.
Well, it goes even beyond that. I had a kid in my that I was visiting with the other day, 19 years old, unemployed, and he says, gosh, Idaho's minimum wage is terrible, $7.25 an hour in Washington State, $9 and change, and that's just terrible. I said, who are you to be talking? You don't even have a job. And he said, well, that's true, but I can't find a job. And I said, tell you what, I want to pay you $5 an hour to go work for me. What do you say? And he said, well, gosh, I would do that. And I said, oh, but you're right. You can't do that because the government says you can't. Now, isn't that too bad? I don't have the money to pay you $7.25 an hour. You know what his alternative is? His alternative is to go on food stamps. So basically, we say, you're out of luck. If you and I want to make a deal that'll actually make you productive, but if you want to go on food stamps, we open up the gates for you. This is wrong. This is not. You're not going to be. The government doesn't raise the minimum wage because they want people to be productive. They raise the minimum wage so that way they can look like heroes in the eyes of people who don't know any better. Meanwhile, you have plenty of people who are unemployed, especially youngsters. Again, they cannot find work because minimum wage is so high and employers can't pay the bill. That is just disgusting and wrong.
And basically, of course, the trouble is that it's wonderful. The food stamp program is the most wonderful thing in the world. The only trouble is we don't have any money for it. We're having to borrow $1 trillion a year at the national level, and they're having to borrow money at the state level and at the local level to provide all of
the borrowing is terrible, of course, but what's wonderful about a person anonymously going to the store and suffering in poverty without any kind of a safety net? We've created a system that says, here's your check at the beginning of the month. Here's the money you need for subsistence. You're dependent on the government now to hand you that check on a regular schedule. And oh, by the way, when you go to the store, no one's going to know that you need help. So where's the compassion? Go to the grocery store at the beginning of the month and see people standing in line to get horrible food that's going to be bad for them, bad for their kids, and then they get to repeat the process at the beginning of the month when they get their check from the government. There's no compassion in that. That's just wrong. In fact, it's evil.
You're absolutely right. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up today's program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available.
Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and you must understand what they've done. At one time, we had these concepts of Christian charity. Nobody starved to death in America. Nobody went without medical care. But these things were not entitlements. They were taken care of at the local level, first of all by the family, and then by the friends, and then by the church. And if suddenly that didn't work, then you had the local community. Every county in the United States had a county hospital or a contract where they were required to provide health care for the people who could not afford to, but it was done locally, and nobody was entitled to anything. It was charity, and you wanted to get off of charity if you had any sort of pride. But that's all changed, ladies and gentlemen. Now we have entitlements, and basically everything comes from the federal government, or so much of it comes from the federal government, and we've destroyed incentive, and people believe that they're entitled to be taken care of. And when, of course, the whole thing goes bankrupt, which it's going to, it's not a matter of if, but when, why then the people are going to be out in the streets demonstrating and demanding what they're entitled to? But don't you worry, the people who've created this whole problem have a solution. A militarized police force, and they are going to establish a dictatorship. It was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. We need to get back to the ideas of Christian charity, limit the power of the federal government. I don't know what's going to happen, but I can tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen. We're living in a post-Christian America. We're moving into difficult times, and we need you to understand what this is about, and to get people to understand the difference between charity and entitlement. Charity had to do with Christianity. Entitlement has to do with certainly the socialist concepts that you are entitled to be taken care of by the government. You can demand your rights. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to lose all of our rights because we're moving away from freedom towards fascism. Liberty and limited government are synonymous. Tyranny and total government are synonymous. Are we moving towards limited government or total government, where government provides for us from the cradle to the grave? It's time to take America back. We do hope that many of you out there will decide you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and we need your help. We need your financial help. And basically, of course, if you can join the Radio Liberty family or buy the products that we have, or get the healthcare products, because they help to finance what we do, and the things that you really need to have. We carry the Berkey water filters, Miracle 2 soap products, but our line of healthcare products are excellent. The line of DVDs and videos and things we have are excellent, and excellent guests. Books we carry, four CD sets. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there. Sending 24 hours a day, live 4 hours a day, archive 24 hours a day, watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters going back over, the better part of 20 years. But get the information and help us to disseminate it. Your job is to get others, to let them understand what freedom is about. And get them listening to Radio Liberty. We have people listening all over the world. And we want to maintain what we have. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or to help us financially, please do. If you're not in a position to help us financially, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty. We ask you to pray for our provision and for our protection, because that's how we're able to reach people, not only in America, but all throughout the world with the message of freedom. And to remind them that liberty and limited government are synonymous, that tyranny and total government are synonymous, that we're moving towards a fascist society. There's a small group of people, evil and wicked people, who worship Satan, who are behind what's going on today. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You do it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. This book will change your life. Get our other talks on Agenda 21, the covert plan, population control, the secret agenda, and then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance.